want to welcome you to Barbie's Grove this morning. So glad that you've chosen to visit with us, to worship with us. I think we've got a few that were on the men's retreat that haven't gotten back yet, but glad for all the rest of you here. And those are listening maybe in the parking lot or later on the website. So good to see you. We want to honor the Lord. After all, He's our reason for existence. You know, sometimes we say Jesus is the reason for the season around Christmas. Jesus is the reason all the time. Amen. He's always the reason. Okay, let's bow for a moment of prayer. Father, as we bow before you, we thank you for the blessings that you've given us. Thank you for these who have gathered to worship, for those that may be in the parking lot, for those that perhaps later will be listening on the website. Lord, we know there's no distance with you. Heaven's the same distance from any place in the earth. And the Holy Spirit speaks everywhere. Lord, we're so grateful that it's not like in the days of Jesus when people could only talk to the Lord in one place. Now we can talk to you just anywhere. And so, Father, we just so welcome your presence. We honor you. We love you. Pray that you might receive all the glory and praise from this service. Lord, there's someone special that needs to hear what needs to be said. We pray, Father, that you'll speak to our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Pastor Ed, and good morning, everyone. It's good to see you all this morning. As we normally do each Sunday morning, we will start off with a hymn sing. Still believe in the hymns of the church. And so if you would, please, we're still going to have to ask you to take your to hymnals. And we've got things on the way, though, right, Wes? And things will be coming soon. We'll get things back to normal after the lightning strike. But it's not there yet, but we'll get him there. Thank you, Wes, for what you do. Let's turn to page 417. 417 this morning. This is Trusting Jesus. We're going to do all four verses. They're short verses. If you will, please stand and sing with me, page 417.
Simply trust.
church. Welcome somebody this morning. Well, good morning again. I have some announcements for you. You know, before I do that, I want to thank somebody and some people. I was blessed this week, truly blessed this week, to be able to be a part of two of our groups. And we started out Wednesday with the Golden Agers in the mountains, and what a great trip that was. Had a wonderful time of fellowship and love, and we ate a lot and played a lot, and just had a good time together. And thank you, Brenda, for planning that, and Miss Ruth for helping me with the van. And it was just a beautiful, beautiful time together, and I thank you for that. I've been blessed also to be with the Baptist men. That we left with the Baptist men Friday, and I got back last night, and I'll tell you, that was another beautiful time together with a group of men that loves the Lord, and had fellowship together, and again, ate a lot, and but it was a beautiful time. Okay. Thank you. But I just had a wonderful time, and I want to say thank you to Jeff Kay for all his hard work to make the Baptist men do what it was to be successful as well. So I do have some other announcements for you. First, I want to remind you that Wednesday night services are, we will be having, I think the bulletin said no services, but that's a misprint. So you will be here Wednesday night if you can. Please be with us and let's all be together. I understand that the Ambassador Youth Conference have been a success from talking with you this morning, and that we have one more. You have one more tonight, right, the 16th. Yeah, yeah. So, Robert, did you want to add anything to that? I know you went last night.
Okay.
Okay.
Full of people.
Yeah. Well, seems to be successful, and it's good to have that many people working together for a common cause, and that's a wonderful thing. So anyway, if you can, be the 16th tonight. A quarterly conference today. We'll have a quarterly conference today, as we normally do, and each quarter. So be here for that. But at the end of the service today, Pastor Appreciation Month. It's a Pastor Appreciation. Give you a chance to tell Pastor Ed how much you appreciate him. I think he knows that we love him, but it's nice to hear it. So if you get a chance, make sure you do that. And we were talking this morning that in Sunday school that we might have a confession date anyway, so just go by and thank him while you're at it if you're going to do that too. So Greg had us all in that mood this morning, so we're going to be all right, Greg. Thank you for that. Also remember that the services are still available on the web, thanks to Wes. He makes sure that happens each and every Sunday for you, so you can see those that can't make it. Parking lot, I think some of you have still do that once in a while, so the parking lot's still available too on the radio. So are there any announcements I may have overlooked at this point? All righty. Oh, what? Yes. Okay. So if you don't hear from you, then you're just going to assume it's the same as last year. That's fair enough. That's fair enough. Okay. Right. Very good, Wes. Thank you. I also want to remind you that there's a number of changes on your pastor search. On your deacon's family list. You have a Neil Jackman's phone number needs to be 704 and not 702. So if you'll get that corrected. Miss Neal, we'll get a phone number from you. Okay.
Right on the front. On the list, it should be 0237.
I'm sorry, is that you, Grant, your number?
Yeah.
And would you?
Right on the front. Everywhere else it is phone.
Okay, right on the front. Okay. So if you need Grant, go to the front, okay? Do that. All right. Any other announcements? Thank you all. Okay. Then let's go to our prayer request. I have quite a few on the prayer request that I want to share with you already this morning that I have received this morning. I continue to pray for Ann. I was able to talk to Ann this morning, and her spirits are good. And she told me, and she promised she's going to do what they tell her to do. We'll do. Had you heard that? See, we all heard that. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Angela.
I had one. Bill Colbert. He's got cancer. Mm-hmm. The one that my mom sits with.
Okay.
He's supposed to have tonsils taken out in the morning and see where his cancer is coming from. So they're going to start there to see if that's where his cancer is at. But pray for him. So.
All right. We'll do it, Anna. We'll do it, Anna. And Angela, I know you've got some things coming up too.
I got an appointment Friday still. Hopefully, I still got it Friday. Still at the same doctor.
Okay.
So I got more tests that day too. I got an X-ray done that day. And I don't know what all else he wants me to do. So just pray for all that. So.
We'll keep praying for you for sure. God's good. I think God's touching your body. I see it. Yeah. All right. Let's remember Miss Ann, and then we have Reggie Henson. We've been asked to lift up Reggie Henson. He's our CPA in town. Most of you know Reggie, and I know he's taken to the hospital. We're not sure if it's a stroke or just what it is, but we need to be sure that we put him on a prayer list this morning. Let's continue to pray for Kenny's mom. She's in hospice care, and let's pray for Kenny and all the family who are caregivers, and let's lift them up to you. Tony's son, Jeff. Tony has asked for prayer for his son Jeff, and also for his grandson Josh, who is having a kidneys issue, and so let's remember them. Also, Rosina mentioned a 2-year-old child, TJ, with leukemia. Let's remember that child this morning in our prayers. Let's remember. I believe that's all that I have on my list this morning. Do I have others? Yes, Kathy.
My brother-in-law Terry Kendall, he and Lisa. Italy right now.
Mm-hmm.
They were supposed to leave to come back today, but he has some really serious pain in his stomach area. They went to the hospital, but there is a huge language barrier, so they're going to wait 2 days. They're going to stay 2 extra days before they fly home. So pray for him and pray that it's not serious, because they want to get back here to the U.S. and be able to.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, but.
Always worried about that when I leave the country. Getting sick. That's one thing you just never know.
You can't,
what are you going to do?
Yeah. They're miserable right now.
Okay.
They had a good time, except for yesterday.
Terry Kendall, right?
Yes,
okay.
Kendall.
Are there others? Yes, Janet.
She's on our prayer list, my sister-in-law, Mallie Lanier. Mallie Lanier.
Oh, yeah.
She's on our list. She's
okay. Okay. Yes, Janice.
You can check my name off the prayer list. I'm much better. COVID was not as hard the second time around, but it's just left me with a little scratchy throat and a change in voice. But I'm really fine.
Yeah.
I appreciate all the prayers.
Yeah. Okay, Jan, thank you. It's good to have you back and good to know you're doing better. That's good. And I know Bobby has been been a joy to be around, right? No, I'm kidding you, Bobby. I know where caregivers come from, and you are one, sir.
She said, I want my mother to
play. All right, anyone else this morning? Then let's go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Our Heavenly Father, we are indeed thankful, first from all, almost, always thankful for what you do for us. We thank you, Lord, for the blessings you've already given us this morning and life itself, and a beautiful day and a beautiful country and beautiful scenery that we can look out, Lord, and know for a fact with our hearts that you did it all. And we thank you, Lord, for a beautiful earth that you've given to us. But now, Lord, as we go into our services this morning, we're so thankful that we can be here and can worship your name. And, Lord, we still have freedom to do it, and we're thankful for that. But now, Lord, there are those among us, Lord, who are hurting this morning, and those that are not here that we've been asked to remember. We need to remember in prayer, because, Lord, we know that prayer changes things. And so we come to you, Lord, with these names this morning. We continue to pray for Ann as she is convalescing. Reggie Henson this morning as he is in the hospital what a possible stroke. We ask for healing for his body. We pray for Kenny's mom, Lord, as she is under care, constant care now, Lord, and as those people are working with her, we pray for her. We pray for the family. We pray for Kenny and all those who, Lord, who are caregivers to her. For Tony's son, Lord Jeff, we pray for Jeff this morning. We pray for healing for his body, and then for grandson Josh for the kidney issue that he is experiencing with cancer. And then, Lord, for the two-year-old child who is already battling leukemia at his age, Lord, we pray for him. We pray for healing. We pray for the family, Lord, who is going to be near and dear to him right now. We pray for that family. We continue to pray for Angela. We pray for Terry Kendall, Bill Traubert, and we pray for all those, Lord, who have been mentioned this morning. And as we go forward now, Lord, today, and we ask your blessing upon our service, we pray for our pastor. We do appreciate him, and we do love him, and we ask you to be with him. We pray for Pamela. We pray for her, and she is experiencing pain, continue to experience pain with her back. We pray for her, and we do love her and support her as well. Go with us now in the rest of this service, Lord, and whatever you do, Lord, we'll give you all the glory and all the praise. And these blessings I ask in your name. Amen. All right, let's turn, take our hymnals again, and let's now turn to, let's place 231. 231, come Christians, join and sing. Verses 1, 2, and 3, as we sing God's praise this morning. 231, as we stand. Children, you are dismissed.
I will make you fishers of men. If you follow me. If you
You know, that last couple of phrases is just awesome. On heaven's blissful shore, his goodness we'll adore, singing forevermore. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Forevermore, singing the praises of the Lord. Some of us will have better voices then. Or there'll be so many millions of us, it won't make any difference. Yeah, it'll all be beautiful. You know, we've just observed on the world scene a great event. After 70 years as queen, Queen Elizabeth passes away, and her son Charles inherits the throne. Now, when he's gone, his son will inherit the throne again. We know what it means to inherit something. Somebody leaves us something. Now, there's a lot of things you can inherit beside a throne. You can inherit money. And that's all, usually a good thing, though some have inherited too much and it's ruined their life. You can inherit land. You can inherit a business. I've known some businesses that were passed from father to son to grandson and all. You can inherit physical characteristics. You ever look at a child and say, that kid's got his mama's eyes or his daddy's hair? I know we have a picture of me on my tricycle about 5 years old and a picture of our grandson. Pam says three. Anyway, I don't know. And our grandson about the same age on his tricycle. And if I put the two pictures up here, I'd say, now which one's Ed, which is one is the grandson? You might not be able to tell the difference. Now that he's 16 or 17, he's more handsome than me. So praise the Lord. You can inherit mental traits. You know, some families, it just seems like everybody in the family is good at math. Or mechanical abilities. It's like, you know, my dad could fix most anything, and my brother Roger was the same way. Again, I didn't get that, but some others get certain characteristics that we can inherit. But you know, there's two very important things you can't inherit. You cannot inherit salvation.
Amen.
Now, I know the Bible says something about the inheritors of salvation, but really, you can't get your salvation from anybody. Your parents or your grandparents can talk to you about Jesus. They can tell you they need to be saved. You need to be saved. They can show you the way to be saved. They can talk to you. They can witness to you. They can do it for days, weeks, months, years. But you've got to get saved on your own. I mean, I know many a godly parent would love to have just been able to put in the will salvation for Johnny or Billy or Susie or whoever. But it doesn't work that way. Salvation is an individual thing. I realize over the years that I've met some folks that seem to think, well, Mom and Dad was a great Christian. And I'm just ordinarily, I'm just bound to be a good Christian. Not necessarily so. We cannot inherit salvation. We have to have it on our own. No matter how godly our parents were, they could be the most godly people in the state. But that doesn't mean a thing if we don't listen to the Holy Spirit and accept Jesus Christ as our own personal Lord and Savior. Now, the good news of that also is you don't necessarily have to inherit your parents' meanness. You know, some people grow up in homes where mom and dad are just plump troublemakers. Yesterday when the paper came, I was looking through the sheriff's arrest or the sheriff's citation. And I saw a name there, and I don't remember now whether it was on the sheriff or on the police. But anyway, I'm thinking, I've seen that name there for the last 40 years. You look like sooner or later somebody get the picture that crime doesn't pay, but evidently this individual doesn't. But you know, the good thing is you can be saved no matter how mean your parents were. They can be terrible. But if you come to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you can be saved. Now, the only way to heaven is to believe in Jesus Christ, that He's the Son of God, He's the Savior, and to confess with your mouth that God, He died on the cross for your sins, God raised Him from the dead. And if you believe that, you'll be saved. But if you don't believe that, there is no salvation. The Bible says, neither is there salvation in any other than in the name of Jesus. The Bible says He is the way, the truth, the life. There's no other way but Jesus. I'm just thinking about telling a little story that Pam got on. Pam does Facebook. I don't. And this week she said, I don't believe this. This guy says he's a Christian minister, and his fiance's Muslim. Now, those of you been on pulpit committee, how would you react if you're talking to this guy about becoming your pastor, and you say, "Well, now, how faithful will your wife be?" Oh, she won't be there at all. So she'll be down at the mosque. Are you kidding me? If the kids follow her, they'll go to hell. There's no other way but Jesus. But salvation is only our choice. The Holy Spirit initiates it, and we say yes or no. Amen. You cannot inherit your salvation. Amen. There's something else you can inherit, and that is God's anointing and God's call to ministry. God's call to ministry and God's anointing. I realize that, you know, sometimes dad's a pastor, the son becomes a pastor, the grandson becomes a pastor. And if it's God's call on each one of those generations, it's great. Sometimes the son and the grandson exceed dad. I mean, I listen to my daughter speak in Australia from time to time, and I think, man, she's better than I am. Praise the Lord. She's good. But I also realize that just automatically we don't receive somebody else's call or anointing. We have to have our own. If somebody thinks, well, okay, dad's a preacher, I that looks like a pretty easy lifestyle, I believe I'll just be a preacher, you're in for a world of hurt. I've used this, I know, on Wednesday nights, but when I was in seminary, we used to have I don't know who originated the phrase, mama called, daddy sent. Mama talked the boy into being a preacher. I've always wanted a preacher. You're just bound to be a preacher. You got to be a preacher. And so then dad pays the fees for him to go to seminary. That won't work. You've got to have our own personal call to ministry. I realize in the Jewish faith, the priest, daddy's a priest, son's a priest, grandson's a priest. Doesn't work that way. I know when we look at the Bible, there are times when it almost like somebody inherited a ministry, but not necessarily. You think about Joshua. He served Moses. And he replaced Moses. But it's very interesting. There's a passage of scripture where it talks about Moses going into the tent where they worshiped. And where Moses contacted God. And Joshua went with him. And then in the scripture it says Moses comes out and he ministers to the people. But it says Joshua stayed behind. In other words, Joshua wasn't depending on just inheriting ministry from Moses. Joshua wanted his own relationship with the Lord. Then you think about Elijah and Elisha. You remember on that last journey how Elijah says, well, I'm going over here. Elisha, you can stay. Oh, no, I'm going with you. So they get over there and Elijah says, well, I'm going on over here. You can stay. No, no. No matter where Elijah went, Elisha was in his shadow. When finally Elijah says, well, what is it that you want? I want a double portion of your anointing. And he got it. He got it. But it was because he had his own relationship with God. I was reading something and it just hit me. In Romans 1:1, and it says, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God. 1 Corinthians 1:1. Paul, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God, and Sosthenes, our brother. 2 Corinthians 1:1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. Galatians 1:1, Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father. Ephesians 1:1, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. What's Paul saying? Everywhere he writes, he says, I didn't get this from my daddy. God called me to this ministry. God called me to this ministry. I didn't just join up. God called me. God put me in the place of ministry. God put me in this place of service. And whether it's a pastor, a missionary, an evangelist, a Sunday school teacher, or anybody else, we need to be in ministry at the call of God. We need to be in ministry under the anointing of God. If we're in the ministry under the anointing of God, it will prosper. If not, it won't. Now you say, well, I'm not called to be a preacher. Well, what are you called to do? Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And we'll start at verse 4. First Corinthians 12, verse 4. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. He said there are a lot of different spiritual gifts, but it's one Holy Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. There are diversities of operations, but it's the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to who? Every man. That means you. That means me. to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another interpretation of tongues. But all these work of the same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. In other words, he said, every one of us has spiritual gifts. The Holy Spirit decides which ones he gives. The Holy Spirit decides which ministries he calls us to perform. The Holy Spirit is at work in our lives, calling us to ministry and service. Now, in the list that Paul puts in Romans, he talks about the gift of giving, the gift of ministration, the gift of service. You know, there's so many ways to serve the Lord. It can be in the pulpit. It can be in the music. It can be in the nursery. It can be in the Sunday school. It can be in the soup kitchen. There's so many ways to serve the Lord. It can be in sharing with your next door neighbor. It can be in sharing with your coworker. But God's calling and anointing for you is what you need to receive and what I need to receive. Nobody else can fill your shoes. I think it's interesting. You can't inherit salvation and you can't inherit the call and anointing of God. God has to speak to your heart and you have to respond. You say, well, preacher, what if I just don't want to? I didn't think about this when I was making my notes, but this morning, it was last night, listening to a guy speak at Brian's and Sarah's church in Australia, reminded me of something that Jesus said. You remember Jesus tells a parable? The guy comes in and gives 10 talents to one guy, or is it 5 talents to one guy, 2 talents to one guy, and 1 talent to another. And he comes back later, and the guy with 5 have made doubled it and made 10. And he just brags on him, and he gives him other responsibilities. And the guy that had the 2, he doubled it. He was blessed. Bragged on, given other responsibilities. The guy that was given the 1, he said, well, I just went and hit it. Here's yours. Most of us, I don't think, get what Jesus said next. He said, you slothful servant. That means you're lazy. But then he uses another word. You wicked servant. You know, Jesus looks at us and says, if we don't fulfill the ministry to which he calls us, it's sinful wickedness. And you know, they're Christians. They think, well, it just doesn't make any difference whether I do what God has called me to do or not. It does to him. He anoints us for a purpose. He calls us for a purpose. Turn with me to Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3. No, wait a minute. It's Ephesians 4. Ephesians 4. And here's a different list of gifts. He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some, verse 11, some pastors and teachers. Now, here's the reason. For the perfecting of the saints, for the building up, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying or building up of the body of Christ. Till we come in a unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we be henceforth no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind and of doctrine and by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things which is the head, even in Christ. He says the whole purpose of God gifting us, and he goes on to compare us to the body, a body, a physical body, is so that we might grow up and mature and become like Jesus. And if we neglect to do that which God has called us to do, we miss out. And it's not just us missing out. The whole body of Christ misses out. Our local church misses out. The body of Christ in the county misses out. The body of Christ in the state misses out. The body of Christ in the world misses out. The wonderful thing is that God loves us so much that he saves us. If we want to be saved, he calls us to salvation. And God has so much respect for us that he says, hey, I've got something I want you to do. I've got a ministry for you. And everybody's different. Now, one of the whole points of 1 Corinthians was, don't point my finger and say, I got this gift and you don't have it, ha, ha, ha. Pride? No. I'm grateful for your gift and for the other's gifts. And as each other uses our spiritual gifts to minister to one another, we're all blessed. And if those who should be using their spiritual gifts to minister don't, then to that degree we're all diminished. This morning I just want us to think about the fact you can't inherit salvation and you can't inherit anointing and a call of God. Just because Dad was an evangelist doesn't mean that somebody else can be an evangelist. Just because somebody else taught Sunday school doesn't mean that we would be a good Sunday school teacher. But that doesn't mean God doesn't have a place for us. God has a place of service for every person that knows Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. A place of service. And there are no unimportant places. There are no unimportant places. You think about your human body. They pull out your heart. It's over. You got to have your heart. You get something wrong with a joint or a ligament or a blood vessel, we got a problem. Everything is important. And you are a vital part of the kingdom of God. I encourage you, if you don't know your place, if you haven't received your anointing, ask the Lord, what is my call? What is my call? What is my anointing? And if there's somebody listening to me that doesn't yet know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, I want you to know you need Jesus. You need Jesus for eternity. Without Jesus, eternity is going to be long and painful. With Jesus, eternity is going to be long but joyful. Jesus makes all the difference. Jesus makes all the difference. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes for a minute? Is there someone listening to me that needs to receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior? Just stand up, slip down the aisle, and I'll meet you and we'll talk about it. For all of us that are Christian, ask yourself the question, do I know what God's call on my life is? Am I serving in that capacity under the anointing of the Holy Spirit? Am I willing to know if I don't know? Would you just make a commitment? The song says, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. You can be a Christian and be a miserable Christian, but you can be a happy Christian when you trust in the will of God and obey the will of God for your life. Father, I pray for the body of Christ that we call Barbers Grove Baptist Church, that we all, as your servants, hear that voice saying, well done, good and faithful servant. Here's even greater ministry. Father, I pray that no one within the sound of my voice would have to hear, oh, you wicked and slothful servant. Lord, may it not be so. May it not be so. And Father, thank you that you see us as so valuable to your kingdom, that you would call us, gift us, and anoint us to serve you. May we serve you in a way that brings honor and glory to Jesus, our precious Savior. In his name we pray. Amen.